Welcome to BookSpeak on Indiana Public Radio, a chance for members of our audience to review a book on the air.
This is Nancy Vaughn, and I'm reviewing the book, The Warmth of Other Suns, The Epic Story of America's Great Migration by Isabel Wilkerson. When I heard the author on All Things Considered last fall, it was the first time I had heard anyone discuss the relocation of African Americans to the North as an event. Growing up, I noticed the presence of black faces in rural areas in the South whenever my family traveled, because in the North, rural areas are nearly exclusively white. I thought about the difference, but not about the how or the why. I love to listen to NPR because so much of the content focuses on how everyday Americans live. I love this book for the same reason. Wilkerson spent years getting to know three specific individuals that represent the three waves of migration from south to north: up the East Coast, up the center of the country, and to the West Coast. Her diligence pays off. Although nonfiction, the stories of Ida Mae Gladney, George Starling, and Robert Foster read like novels. I could feel the desperation of Ida Mae quietly and quickly packing her family for the train trip north. And on a recent trip to Chicago's South Side, I half expected to see her in a rocker by a window along the rows of houses. I felt George's anger at the unfair labor practices of Citrus Grove owners, and felt my own anger more at his inability to do anything but flee for his life after attempting to stand up for worker rights. The trip that haunts me still, however, is Robert's drive west to California, a road trip that didn't afford him, a skilled physician, the luxury of stops for rest or food. His exhaustion, hunger, and anger are hard to reconcile with my own experiences traveling west. I suspect that, like me, most people, regardless of skin color, don't identify the Great Migration at all, let alone as an event that impacts nearly every aspect of American life today. But you won't feel that way after reading the stories of those pioneers in our midst. I'm Nancy Vaughn for BookSpeak.
I'm Marcus Jackman, and I've got a different kind of book review. I'd like to share with you a list of books that changed the way I look at reading. Books that made an impact on my life the way a windshield makes an impact on a bug. They just blew me away. I want to share a few of them with you. First off, 100 Years of Solitude by Gabriel Garcia Marquez. I finished this book sitting bolt upright in my bed at 2:30 a.m. I was absolutely transfixed at how Garcia Marquez brought back all of these disparate story strings and the closing pages and the images, the final images, were so shaking. 100 Years of Solitude, Gabriel Garcia Marquez, top five all time. Staying with the Latin American boom novelists, Aunt Julia and the Scriptwriter by Mario Vargas Llosa. When I read Aunt Julia the first time, I remember making notes in the margins where I was trying to figure out if the author made a mistake here or if I was misremembering. I don't know how long it took me to catch on, probably longer than I want to admit, but Vargas Llosa crafted such a beautiful, comical, playful mess of a story, soap opera, drama, romance tropes. I think I scratched my head for the first third, and then I laughed that same head off in the last two thirds. A third book that I'll never forget, Housemaid of Dawn, N. Scott Momaday. It won the Pulitzer in 1969, and I'm not sure that that's high enough praise. In the end, when Abel runs, singing the night chant, finally connected, finally knowing himself, I was really moved. Who doesn't know the pain of alienation? Everyone does. But who can paint for me, in words, the sweet relief of identity, the joy of knowing and being known in such a moving scene? Momaday. Momaday can. N. Scott Momaday, Housemaid of Dawn. And one more, by which I may offend some people, and please accept my apologies if I do, Nikos Kazantzakis' The Last Temptation of Christ. What Kazantzakis created in this book was not a modern gospel of Jesus, but almost a spiritual autobiography. Kazantzakis documenting his own struggle, wrestling with his thoughts and desires and fears about God, with images that flash in your mind, searing like lightning, alongside his yearnings for belonging, for life and connection and the joys of this world, and projecting this conflict into the mind of Jesus and wondering what he struggled with in his humanity. Is it good theology? Maybe not. But good writing? I say yeah. The Last Temptation of Christ by Nikos Kazantzakis, Housemaid of Dawn, Inscott Momaday, Aunt Julia and the Scriptwriter, Mario Vargas Llosa, and 100 Years of Solitude, Gabriel Garcia Marquez, four books that changed me as a reader forever. I'm Marcus Jackman for BookSpeak.
Support for BookSpeak 2011 comes from Toyota and Scion of Muncie. Join us again next Wednesday at noon for another edition of BookSpeak.